Good to go? Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the meeting of the Development and Environmental Review Committee. Today is November the 8th, and it's approximately 10:07. My name is Oliver Mujica, the Planning Manager and Chair of the Committee. If I may, which items are you here for?
The second item.
You're the second item?
Number five.
Okay. And then, if we can go around for introductions, that'd be great.
I'm C. Chaco, Land Development.
Gary Akers, Land Development.
Mahmoud Kildor, Public Works Traffic.
Robert Swoboda, Public Works Engineering.
Ted Brunson, Water Department.
Adam Oakes, Water Department, Environmental Control.
Gabriella Sosa, Planning Division.
Michael Rosales, Planning Division.
Elizabeth Nora Rodriguez, Planning Division.
Melina Perez Ramirez, DERC Secretary.
Gracie Johnson, Public Works Integrated Waste.
Thank you. If we could skip to item number two, Michael, would you kindly introduce item number two, please?
So, good morning, everybody. Item number two is a development permit type D 17-09. Is a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of a truck and trailer parking facility, along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements on a vacant site comprised of five parcels containing a total of approximately 1.39 acres. The location is 221 South D Street. Planning Division is looking at the environmental determination as categorically exempt pursuant to section 15332 for infill development projects of the California Environmental Quality Act. Our recommendation is to adopt resolution number 2017-066, adopting the addendum to mitigated negative declaration and approving development permit type D 17-09 based on the findings of facts and subject to the recommended conditions of approval.
So actually it would be adopt categorical exemption as opposed to the mitigated negative declaration, but we can make that change. Anything else to add, Michael?
No, I do not have anything else to add. Did the applicant?
We could go comments first.
Okay.
C-Chai, would you like to start us off, please?
So this project, we have received the prelim, the WQMP, and that's just some minor comment that could be sent to the engineer to incorporate to the final, the WQMP. Submittal. I just want to point out that the proposed basin overflow to the spill through the spillway to Warm Creek need to be protected with riprap or energy dissipations before it go into the Warm Creek itself, and a permit from Public Works will be required before the grading permit issuance. And a SWIP will be required for this project as it's more than 1 acre. And also a lot merger will be required for these projects. Most of the comment is just standard comment that we usually have, so no further stuff.
Thank you. Gary, do you have anything to add?
No.
Mahmoud?
We received the scoping, no traffic impact analysis needed, and no additional comments.
Thank you. Robin?
There's a few things that's actually written in here is the improvements for street improvements. The pavement we're going to have to end up redoing, so it's pretty bad at the location on the south side of their property. Standard sidewalk need to be installed in there. Any portions of the curb and gutter that are damaged, that'll need to be replaced. Driver torch per our standard. The overflow that's the C-Chai was trying to mention going into our channel, that is a city-owned or city-maintained channel, so the permit will be required, and we'll be looking at some type of protection if you're going to be channelizing all the water in the location and it overflows into our channel. We just make sure that sidewall, the channel, is actually protected. So whatever you come up with, we'll be looking at just to make sure that it is protected at that location.
Do you mind if I get a little closer?
Sure.
It's hard up here.
Okay. So referring to that channel, that is a city-owned channel,
mm-hmm.
and we are going to be maintaining it. So we just want to make sure that we're channelizing that flow into one location. As it overflows past the wall into our channel, we want to make sure that sidewall of the channel itself is protected. So however you plan on doing, we just want to make sure we look at it. It will be permitted through us. We may also put it on the offsites to make things easy for you, so you don't have to have several different plans. We can have it at the same time on the offsite plans. Other than that, our standard requirements are on here. They have been given to you. They're also given to our planner.
Okay.
If you have any questions, you're more than welcome to ask us, and we can try to explain or help you out with some of those items.
All right.
That's all I have.
Thank you. Ted, anything from water, please?
Doesn't look like they're really going to require much from us regarding services. As part of the on and off-site improvements, is there landscaping requirements
yes.
for this?
Yeah, like we are putting in landscaping on.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Right.
So it looks as though there may be a small old domestic service that used to previously serve this site. I haven't confirmed whether or not there yeah. is. If you need anything other than that, it would just be...
No, I think that the maybe at the most would be 1-inch line or mm-hmm. something.
Yeah, and that'll be fine. Yeah. If you need something additional from us, just put in the request for information, and we can assist you with that. But other than that, I don't have any comments.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ted. Adam, anything for us?
Yes. Strictly a truck and trailer parking. No truck washing, no automotive repair.
No. It's just the overnight type thing. They go from one, the East Coast to the West Coast. Just drop it, pick it up.
I do have a permit application I need you to fill out. Just state that in the permit application so that we have it on record. But that's okay. All we're required.
Thank you. Thank you, Adam.
Oh, thank you. So the proposed location for the trash enclosure is fine.
Okay.
So you'll be constructing our standard 508 8x15 enclosure, and just work with the building division if there are any modifications needed for ADA access requirements.
Okay. Okay. With your department or public works?
Building departments with community development, they'll help you with the ADA modifications.
Okay. Yeah, I had questions on that.
Welcome.
Thank you, Gracie. Thank you. Do you have any questions of the committee members? Any of the comments or clarification?
This one's our only condition, so we'll be getting additional conditions.
Those are the conditions from land development. I don't believe that anyone else has any written comments. Michael will prepare a resolution that I will execute, and that'll be your formal approval. That should be done by the beginning of the week, next week.
And the approval is 1 year, or?
Well, you have 2 years.
2 years.
To construct the facility. Mm-hmm. And then it's valid until you stop using it.
All right. I have a question.
Yes, Robert.
The question I have is that gate going to be locked?
What's that?
Is that gate going to be locked for your parking overnight or during the day?
Yeah, it's automatically locked. The drivers.
One of the things that are on the conditions, but one of the things that will be required for your trash is to work with the AC for allowances to get the trash truck in there to pick up the trash and then back out.
Okay.
There's a certain requirement, though. Both of you can work that out.
All right. Thank you.
I have included that in my comments that we would just need. Oh, it's okay. I didn't mention it verbally, though, that our service provider, Burtec, would just need a key or a code or a remote, something to get in and out of
Knox box type?
Not the Knox box. That's just for fire. So we would need to give them something separate that would allow them to get in and out of the gate.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Robert.
Michael, you received fire comments, correct?
Yes, I did.
Okay. All right. Anything else? Anyone have one add? Anything? So our recommendation is to adopt resolution 2017-066, which adopts a categorical exemption and approves development permit type D 1709, subject to the recommended conditions of approval. If I may entertain a motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're here for item number 5?
Yeah.
Okay. If you'd like to join us, please. Item number 5 is being handled by Travis. Have your playbill handy. I'm filling in for him tonight. Item number five is pre-application 1719, a request to allow the development, establishment, and operation of industrial warehouse building containing approximately 350,000 square feet, along with the construction of bond and off-site improvements. Parcels comprise of four separate parcels and a total of 14.29 acres. The site is located on the southeast corner of East 9th Street and North Tippecanoe. And this, there is no formal action. This is just for preliminary review. C-Chair, would you like to start us off? If I may, Travis, he's at another meeting at the moment. We will have a comment for you by the end of, probably the beginning of Monday. Should be fine. C-Chair, do you have anything for us?
Yes. So, I saw that the site map had like, seemed like it's a basin proposed on the southwest corner. If that's the case, we're gonna need to have emergency overflow that could be outlet to public street or any approved drainage facility or some type of drainage easement that you might have with a neighboring property if they do have some type of storm drain system in place. That's gonna be one of the comments if that's the location for your proposed infiltration basin or underground chamber, whatnot. And we're gonna need to see an approved, we're gonna need to see a prelim WQMP before the entitlement process started, and a final WQMP during plan check. SWIP will be required for constructions, and I'm not sure if you propose to do a lot merger or parcel map. Either one is fine with us, but it need to be done before the building permit issuance. And there's gonna be a demo permit for the existing structure on the southeast corner of the project site, which is, I think, a residential property right now. So there's going to be a demo permit required for that. And one thing that I want to mention is that toward the basins area, it seemed like there's a tandem parking. It seemed like a three-car stack right there. I'm not sure if that what was proposed.
Yes.
It called out a 33 spot on 11 rows, so that seemed to be question I might have for planning. Maybe planning have some comment on that. Just want to point that out. No.
Thank you. Gary, anything to add, please?
Well, just remember the SWIP has to be in place when the WDID number issued prior to grading permit issuance. So that has to be going through the state, the smart system. I assume you're familiar with that.
I didn't hear you. Can you repeat, please?
The SWIP needs to be approved by the state and a WDID number issued prior to grading permit.
Okay.
So we need to see that as part of the grading plan. Okay. And that's all.
Thank you. Mahmoud, anything for us, please?
Yes, we need the scoping letter for the traffic studies. I have the guidelines and the form in the back. You need to submit this form before the study starts.
Sure.
So we can approve the form on it, and after we'll go on to the analysis. Thank you.
Thank you. Robert, anything to add, please?
We've kind of gone over this before, the dedication and possibly some vacation. There's a lot of extra land that was dedicated at one point in time that we can actually get back to you. But there's other areas that we need just a couple of feet just to make sure that it fits within our general plan. Pavement rehabs, Tippecanoe is pretty bad, so we're going to ask you to replace that on Tippecanoe. Also widening to the existing that you have on the south side, which I believe is at 32 feet. But again, these are the conditions you have there with you. At the signal, we're looking for a 35-foot radius, which means that that power pole and some of the power poles that are adjacent to Tippecanoe will have to be relocated. We can't require you to underground them because they are high voltage, but we will ask you to move them out of the way or into the sidewalk area or behind sidewalk, however you can please on that portion of it.
Yeah.
As long as we meet the ADA requirements. Street lights will be required. The medians, there's some existing medians right there that are at your intersection. We'd like to get those reduced back. So it's basically just removing some of the median itself, moving it out of the crosswalk area. Again, this is on the permit itself. And believe that's about it. If you're more welcome to read through this, if you have any questions, please let us know. We can go ahead and if you want to read them, go through them first, we can. Is this going for approval? I'm sorry.
Oh, this is a pre-application.
Okay. So if you have questions, if you're sort of more welcome to give us a question or the plan of the question, and we can answer whatever comes up on it. But please read through this. This has the majority of everything that we're going to be asking for.
Just I have a question right now from you. For that part of the dedication and the location of the street,
yes.
Just I want to know, have the exact amount that we have to dedicate, getting back to, to call the consultants, the surveyor, to prepare the survey map and the recording, prepare the legal descriptions to finalize this issue.
Correct, and it does indicate on here on Tippecanoe that we're going to a 44-foot, I believe existing is at 41.25, so we're looking at a 2.75-foot dedication. Ninth Street might be the location, and again, further north on Tippecanoe, Ninth Street, those right there will be vacating back. Our full requirement is going to be 44 feet, except for the areas that we might need right in front of the medians, because the medians are so wide, we may have to ask for additional, or we may need to keep some of the additional right-of-way to accommodate for the street area, street and sidewalk in that area, but nothing any more than what you have now, so we'll be vacating a lot of that back. It does indicate in there we're looking on 9th Street, a 30-foot curb-to-curb. There's a median curb, so you're like 30 feet south from that location. That'll allow us to have two through lanes and a bike lane. But I do not know how wide that median is, so for us to ask for 44 feet may limit us not having a sidewalk, so that one may be 46 or 48 feet. But that's only that location right there where there's a median. All other locations we're asking just for 44 foot from center line to property line. Okay,
thank you. No problem.
Thank you, Robert. Ted, anything for us?
Mine's pretty easy. This is actually in East Valley Water District.
Oh, you like these, huh?
Yeah. So I'm going to recommend that you contact East Valley Water District for both water and sewer services. I will let you know that prior to issuance of the building permit, you will still need to pay sewer capacity fees. The reason those fees are paid to SPMWD is, you may not be familiar with the area, but currently East Valley Water District does not have their own water treatment facility, so all of their wastewater comes to San Bernardino. So those impact fees do need to be paid to us. If you want, I can provide you with my card and I can be a point of contact
for that with you. And one question, that fee that we pay through the city, and there is another fee to pay to the East Valley Water District?
East Valley will provide you your actual services for both water and sewer, so they might have a connection fee to their sewer main, and I know they have connection fees to their water main.
Thank you, Ted.
Thank you.
Adam, anything for us?
Yes. Do you have any proposed tenants as of yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, I'm just going to give you a standard permit application when you do have tenants have them filled out so we can determine if pre-treatment is going to be required or not based on the tenant and their processes that you do. Okay.
Thank you, Adam. Gracie, anything for us?
Will you be using trash compactors or refuse enclosures? Because I didn't see any on the site plan.
Enclosures?
Okay, so when you come back, we'll want to see where you're going to place your enclosures. You'll build our standard plan 508, which is 8x15, but I gave you the detail there. So it's interior dimensions, and then you'll work with the building department. If any modifications are needed for ADA, they'll help you with that.
And if we use the trash compactor, it will be a smaller size?
Trash compactors would be hooked up with the building.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty big, they're like 40-yard compactors. If you decide to go that way, we would look for two locations, one for trash, one for recycling.
Thank you, Gracie.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions?
Just, I was hoping to have the fire department and maybe the public works, just my concern to make sure the access, the accesses to the site, from the Tipicana and the 9th Street is okay.
On 9th Street, you're looking to be outside your area of the median, so your access going in and out. Which area were you planning on bringing your trucks in? Off of Tipicana or off of 9th?
Tipicana.
Tipicana.
Okay. 9th Street has a double left turn. There's no stacking, so that would be a little bit of an issue for coming in from a westbound south into your parcel. South exiting, again, there's a left turn lane, so there's not going to be an issue for you to come out of that location of it. What we're going to probably be looking more on is your scoping plan to see how much traffic you're planning on bringing in. Once we see that, we can actually get a little more detailed into it. We don't seem to have an issue currently with it, but again, we want to see how much you're planning on bringing into our streets. The locations look to be okay, but again, until we really see that, we can really definitely say yes or no to it.
Thank you.
There was another question on Public Works. I'm sorry for other than the.
No, that was it.
That was it. Sorry. Okay.
Okay. So there's no. Do you have your environmental consultant on board yet? Your CEQA consultant?
We have interviewed some of them, you know, but we did not, you know, pick one. But we have talked with Martin, you know, to make sure that the consultant would be
okay.
The one that has experience with you guys. You
okay, know? Perfect.
Not somebody from out of the
okay.
area.
Oh, good. So, unless there's any other questions or comments, there's no action required on this one. We look forward to seeing your formal application.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Have a good day.
Thank you much.
Okay. Michael, will you kindly introduce item number one for us, please?
Yes, thank you. Item number one is conditional use permit 17-20. It is a request to allow the establishment and operation of an outpatient recovery center within an existing building containing approximately 1,700 square feet, along with the construction of the required on-site and off-site improvements on a parcel containing approximately 0.26 acres. The location is 955 North D Street. Planning Division environmental determination. It is categorically exempt pursuant to Section 15301, Existing Facilities of the California Environmental Quality Act, and our recommendation is moved to Planning Commission.
Anything else to add, Michael?
No, not at this time, sir.
Okay, thank you. See, Chad, would you like to start us off, please?
Yeah. So this site is mostly developed and built out. We only need to see a non-cat WQMP when you excavate for your landscape and stuff like that. So we want to see the on-site plan. It could be signed by registered civil engineer or architects. Please provide sufficient spot elevation and slope for the verification of accessibility, like for ramp, for accessible parking space. We want to see some spot elevation so that we could verify the accessibility stuff. And the parking lot just need to be going in overlay. That's about all we have.
Thank you. Gary, anything to add?
No, it's an existing facility, so if you upgrade it, we're going to occupy it again.
Thank you. Mahmoud?
No comments from traffic.
Robert?
Just a few. We're going to ask for a dedication to meet our general plan. 2.75 feet of dedication, so it's in there. It doesn't look like it's going to cause an issue with your building. If it does, please let us know. We'll reconsider what we can get that portion of it. Unfortunately, you're right there at a point where you have two different turbine lines.
Yeah.
And I would love as much as possible to have you move that power pole.
Well, we actually, for somebody understands, we had an approval and permits for this project about 3.5 years ago. Our permits expired back in May, so we have to come back through the process. So we actually do have stamped approved plans with permits for the work.
Yeah. In which case, I understood that portion, so I'm not going to, I would love to ask you to, but I'm not going to. One of the other conditions that may not be on this one is that if there's any damage to sidewalk, curb and gutter of the existing portion, we want to make sure that that is replaced. We are removing relocating a street light.
Yes.
The location, we may need to speak with you. You may not want to put it in between you two, between the two driveways. We may want to put it in another location for a little bit south of the pole.
We'll do whatever is necessary.
By doing that, we're going to ask for an LED light. So it is still going to be the acorn ornamental style, but it'll just, instead of being that one being relocated, it'll actually be a newer one that will accept the LEDs at a different location. And we'll work with you on that portion of it. The one concern that we have is our standards that we have a 5 foot, less than 5 foot, or more than 20 foot from the location of our driveways. Yours looks like to be about 9 feet from the top of X. When you have something that's so, we're afraid that there might be a car, like a little smart car that might want to park in between. We'll have to work with you on it. We'd like for you to move it as possible closer to the other driveway, so that way we can eliminate anybody trying to park in that area, but it may cause a problem if you park a lot. So we'll work with you on that portion, and at worst case, we can do something different to not have anybody parking in that area. So we don't want anybody parked to go to visit your area and not get in block with the driveway going into the residential, or vice versa. So we'll work with you on that portion of it, but our concern is we'd like to have that driveway moved a little bit north if possible. But if it causes problems with your on-site, we'll see maybe a different way we can go about getting that taken care of. Street's in pretty good condition. The only thing we'd like to see is a slurry overlay on it. And pretty much one of all the items on there for us. If you have any questions on it, you're more welcome to ask us.
Not at this time, but we'll work through your office to clarify any of the conditions.
Yeah, and they're pretty clear. I don't believe they're anything more than what you have existing. I do not have the existing sign plans. The only thing is they may be updated for the street light. It happens to be now an LED. Condition for the location is something that we had dug up from years past that we're now seeing issues with, so we're trying to go back to that requirement. But other than that, I think everything else should be the same. That's all I have.
Sure?
For right now.
Okay. Thank you. Ted, anything for us, please?
Well, to my understanding, the building has existing services, and the only thing that I would add or advise is that if fire department, they're not here today, so I don't know if their comments contain, but if they do require this to be, or previously required it to be sprinklered, you might need to come to us to request a fire service to be able to serve that. And that can be done through an RFI application process for the service, and real simple.
Okay.
That application is also available online, and that's all I have.
Thank you, Ted. Adam, anything for us?
Yeah, can you give me a brief description of what is happening at the outpatient recovery center? What type of, are you going to be performing dialysis or anything like that? Is it strictly?
No, medical waste.
No medical waste. Patients come in and they just get better and then they leave?
X-rays? It's an alcohol and drug treatment program, so it's only, there are no medical procedures performed on site.
I'm not going to require anything at this time.
Thank you, Adam. Gracie, anything for us?
I remember, I believe on the old site, the trash enclosure was closer to the street. That way the bins could just be rolled out. But if you prefer to have it in the proposed location, just so that they're aware, there may be extra monthly service charges for the drivers to roll the bins out.
we've had the trash enclosure located in about 5 different places on the site over the course of the project. And each one has someone objecting to it for some reason.
Oh, okay.
So the least objectionable seems to be that location. And if there is an additional service charge, we'll deal with that.
Okay, yeah. So there'll be, of course, the regular monthly charges, but then to pull it out, there's extra. They'd pay extra per month.
Generally, though, the bins will roll out to the curb, so it's not it shouldn't be an issue.
Okay. So you'll be constructing our standard, which I've given to you. It's our 508x15, you already know. And check with building, please, regarding any ADA modifications for it. And that's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Gracie. Do you have any questions?
I don't have any questions. I apologize for being late this morning.
No worries.
It took a while to find you.
Took us a while to find ourselves, too. But that's another story. Anyway, any other comments of the committee members? So our recommendation is to move this to the Planning Commission. And you have anything to add, Michael?
No, I do not, sir.
Okay. With that, I'd like to entertain a motion to continue to move this forward to the Planning Commission, please.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. We'll see you at the Planning Commission then.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
You're welcome. The next item is extension of time. The applicant's not here. Gabby, would you kindly introduce that item, and then we could, unless there's any objection, I think this is a straightforward extension of time.
That's denied if they're not here, right?
So it's up to Gabby at this point.
I like to proceed with it.
Okay, Gabby, give us your shot here.
Okay, so item 3 is extension of time 17-07, a request to allow a one-year extension of time for development permit type P 14-08 and subdivision 13-05, involving subdivision of a parcel containing approximately 5.14 acres into 43 lots, and the development of a planned unit development consisting of 43 detached single-family residences, along with the construction of a required on-site and off-site improvements. The project is located on the northwest corner of West Foothill Boulevard and North Terrace. There is a previous environmental determination pursuant to Section 15162 of the California Environmental Quality Act, and the recommendation is to move it to Planning Commission.
Thank you. Anything else to add?
No?
Yeah. Good enough. If you recall, this is that one on Terrace and Foothill. There were those townhomes. Yeah. That had been around for a while, and we massaged the site plan and that sort of thing. And so,
question down on that is that this is going to the PC, and the PC is only going to be approving the extension of time,
right?
Not so much the project itself.
Well, it would be we've done where it's one and the same kind of thing. So the map is really the more critical one for us now.
Okay. Our concern is the site distance and the ingress and egress out of this location is a little bit of an issue for us. I don't recall, fortunately, what we had required of them to do.
I know that there was a part of the joke, Mahmoud, but this was one that they were working with Azam on. Mm-hmm. I think there were some site distancing items that were, especially on that corner there on Terrace.
That's what the land get higher on
right.
Respect
so,
to the street,
so there were so some. I know that there was some mitigation for that to address that access point. I don't recall what it was, but I know that there was some discussion on that.
They're usually done for the grading and the landscaping to make sure it's kind of visible.
So was there another?
That was a concern. I did remember.
Okay.
And we wanted to make sure that was dealt with prior to, again, this is just a PC for approval extension time, that's not going to be an issue. But
right.
If this is a approval of a project along with an extension of the time, we want to make sure that there was an addressed
The project was approved.
So a project with mitigation requirements.
That's correct. Okay. So what we will do is we will, maybe we should come back with this one. We'll include the development permit that was part of that. So then you can see, so we all can see the since there's new players here.
Well, Would you like to have time to look at the mitigation requirements?
I mean, we can look at the plans. If they have the plans, we've done it, we'll see what they're planning at that point.
When do you have to know to go to DCR or not?
Well, I mean, were we looking to go to in December, Gabby? Is that what we talked about, or January?
December.
So within the next few weeks. We could always continue this item to the next meeting.
Okay.
We'll bring back and include the development permit that was along with that. We'll make sure that we'll include that previous copy of the resolution so you can see what the original conditions were and how that mitigation was addressed.
That's not going to cause a problem for this developer and such?
No, in terms of it, once they've submitted their application, it's okay. The extension doesn't have to be heard before. As long as you get your application a couple weeks before it expires, you're still okay.
Yeah, it's not going to cause a problem for construction or developer or any type of time limits. We can extend it if need be.
Are we having a meeting on the 22nd? That was another discussion. Is there anyone that's not going?
We are.
There.
Yeah, because we sent out a final action.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess we are. So everyone has to be here on the 22nd. Anyone not going to be here on the 22nd?
I won't be.
No? Okay. So on this item, we'll continue this to the 22nd then. That's okay.
That way I can say
no. We planned it that way.
Okay.
And then the last item is item number 4, which is a pre-application. Does anyone have any comments on that? It's a 62 unit mobile home park. Is a preference to have the applicant here to have that dialogue, or
yeah,
it probably is, right? So yeah. My recommendation is to move this to the next agenda.
I'm not going to be here
on the 22nd.
I can leave everything.
Who signed that thing anyway? Oh, I guess that was me.
I'll assign it to one of the other parties.
Okay, that's fine. So we'll move that to the 22nd as well. Are you going to be here, C-Char?
To be determined.
All right. Well, with that, I guess that unless anyone else has anything to add to the for the good of the order, like to. Entertain a motion to adjourn. It is 10:45. All right. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.